This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. As tensions escalate, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continued his diplomatic push through the region to prevent the violence from spreading. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Saudi and United Arab Emirates leaders Saturday and reached out by phone to his Chinese counterpart to try to prevent the fighting between Israel and Hamas from erupting into a wider war in the Middle East. Blinken is expected to head to Egypt on Sunday, where the fate of some 2 million civilians in Gaza will be high on the agenda. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Far from Israel, Jews grieve and pray for peace in the first Shabbat services since the Hamas attack. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At Temple Adas Israel, an armed guard stands by for Friday night Shabbat service, a police car outside, and every seat inside taken. The congregation sings the Israeli national anthem. Rabbi Dan Geffen addresses them, his heart breaking along with his voice.
I don't think that I have been as filled with rage as I have been in the last week.
As a pacifist, he prays for peace with his followers, but tells them, now is the time to stand united with Israel.
There is such a thing as righteous anger. There is such a thing as evil in this world. There is a time in which it must be fought.
A lot of prayers, tears, and hugs at this service in Sag Harbor, New York. I'm Julie Walker.
Iran's foreign minister has called on Israel to stop its attacks on Gaza, warning that the war might expand to other parts of the Middle East if Hezbollah joins the battle. He told reporters in Beirut that Lebanon's Hezbollah group has taken all the scenarios of war into consideration. Israel considers Hezbollah its most serious immediate threat. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Israeli army said Saturday it was investigating an incident in southern Lebanon in which Reuters journalist Issam Abdallah was killed and six others injured Friday when missiles fired from the direction of Israel struck them. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
A military spokesman said the death of Issam Abdallah was, quote, a tragic thing. A Reuters videographer who was at the scene on Friday said missiles fired from the direction of Israel struck the group, alongside journalists from Al Jazeera and AFP. The Reuters team was providing a live video signal for broadcasters near Alma al-Shab, close to the Israel border, where the Israeli military and Lebanese militia Hezbollah have been trading fire in border clashes. While other news outlets, including the Associated Press and Al Jazeera, said the missiles which killed Issam Abdallah were Israeli, Reuters could not establish whether they were fired by Israel.
Israel's military on Saturday accused Hamas of preventing civilians from leaving northern Gaza as it prepares for an all-out ground assault on the Palestinian territory.
Hamas is trying to block the roads. He's calling my calls fake. He says we're faking. He says stay put. He wants this human shield.
Israel has vowed to annihilate the Hamas militant group that controls Gaza in retaliation for a rampage by its fighters, who stormed through Israeli towns a week ago, killing 1,300 people in the worst attack on civilians in Israel's history. On Friday, the Israeli military told the population of the northern half of the Gaza Strip, which includes the enclave's biggest settlement, Gaza City, to move south immediately. Israelis' calls for an evacuation of Gaza have been greeted with concern by humanitarian organizations and even some supporters. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
UN Secretary General Antony Guterres and World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus have called on Israel to reconsider its decision to evacuate 1.1 million people from Gaza, saying without food, water, or accommodations, it will create a humanitarian crisis. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, echoed those sentiments Saturday. Speaking to reporters as he wrapped up a visit to China, Borrell urged Israel to give the people in Gaza more time, saying moving 1 million people in 24 hours is just impossible.
We certainly defend the right of Israel to defend itself against the attack that has been suffering, but as any right, it has a limit. And this limit is international law and international humanitarian law.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Various Guatemalan government webpages have been disabled after hackers launched a cyber attack early Saturday. The hackers, affiliated with the activist group Anonymous, said they are working in support of indigenous pro-democracy protesters. Guatemalan authorities say the hacking is a matter of national security, and they are responding. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.